Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to the music of a British pianist and vibraphonist who came to the United States in the late 1950s and ended up recording with Cannonball Adderley, Shelly Manne, and Miles Davis. It's the arrival of Victor Feldman, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. Victor Feldman performing on both piano and vibraphone on There Is No Greater Love with Scott LaFaro on bass and Stan Levy on drums from Feldman's 1958 contemporary album, The Arrival of Victor Feldman. There's more information about Victor Feldman, including a link to an interview he did in 1971, on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. While you're there, you can listen to more than 100 previous broadcasts of the program, explore a myriad of online jazz resources, and learn about upcoming new jazz reissues and books, as well as taking a look at what's coming up on next week's show. We're playing the music of pianist, vibraphonist, and drummer Victor Feldman on this edition of Nightlights. Feldman was born in England in 1934 and was a child musical prodigy, sitting in on drums at the age of 10 with Glenn Miller's Army Air Force Band. He played theater shows such as the Piccadilly Hayride and was hailed by the English music press as Kid Krupa. After World War II ended, Feldman eventually became a part of London's thriving West End bebop scene before doing a brief military stint in India. After that, he joined Ronnie Scott's big band, and the leader encouraged him to try his luck in America. Feldman did just that in the autumn of 1955, working odd jobs in New York City before hiring on with Woody Herman's orchestra. From there, he made his way to the West Coast with clarinetist Buddy DeFranco, landing a long-running gig as part of Howard Rumsey's legendary Lighthouse Jazz Group. Feldman also began to get a number of studio and movie music dates as well. The gamble he'd taken in moving to America had paid off. We'll hear an early U.S. side that Feldman did on Vibes with late 1950s West Coast stalwart Carl Perkins on piano, but we'll start off with something that Feldman recorded in 1955 while he was still in England, his own composition, Elegy, on Nightlights. Thank you. Victor Feldman on vibes, performing his composition Fidelius with Carl Perkins on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Stan Levy on drums, from the truly titled 1957 album Mallet's Aforethought. Carl Perkins, who would die at the age of 30 in 1958, was a big influence on Victor Feldman. In 1963, he told Downbeat, "I learned a lot just from watching him play and going around to his house. He didn't know the name of any chord, hardly, but the way he voiced his chords, I never heard anything like it in my life." Before Fidelius, we heard Elegy, a Feldman composition recorded in England in 1955 from the contemporary album Sweet 16, featuring John Burden on French horn, Jimmy Duchar on trumpet, Feldman on vibes, and Ronnie Scott on tenor sax. A number of other West Coast musicians began to spread the word about Victor Feldman's abilities, and in 1960, alto saxophonist Cannonball Adderley insisted on using him for a date that included, among others, guitarist Wes Montgomery and bassist Ray Brown. At a rehearsal for the subsequent album, called The Poll Winners, Feldman played a couple of his own compositions for Adderley and the others and received a bit of a dumbstruck response. Both were recorded by Adderley for the LP, and not long after, Feldman got a telegram from the alto saxophonist inviting him to join Adderley's band. "I was very knocked out about that," Feldman later told Downbeat. Here's Feldman back at the Lighthouse with Cannonball Adderley's band. We'll hear Adderley introducing one of the Feldman compositions that had been recorded for the Poll Winners album.
"I've been trying to figure out a long time what this name means for this tune that Victor Feldman wrote for us. This one is called Azul Serape. Now, he's from England, and I know it's not English. It's something else. Azul Serape. That's what the next tune is." Thank you.
Alto saxophonist Kinemal Adderley in 1960 performing Victor Feldman's Azul Serape from the album Kinemal Adderley Quintet at the Lighthouse, with Feldman on piano, Nat Adderley on cornet, Sam Jones on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. Although Feldman enjoyed working with Adderley, his wife was pregnant and he quickly wearied of life on the road. The next year he left Adderley's band and settled again in Hollywood. We'll have more music from Victor Feldman coming up in the second half of the program, including recordings that he made with Shelley Mann and Miles Davis. Production support comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to The Arrival of Victor Feldman on Nightlights. We're playing the music of British pianist and vibraphonist Victor Feldman on this edition of Nightlights. One of Feldman's most critically acclaimed albums is his 1958 trio record, The Arrival of Victor Feldman. It's a valuable jazz LP for another reason. It's one of the first studio features for Scott LaFaro, the brilliant bassist who would go on to work with Bill Evans before dying at the age of 25 in a car crash in 1961. On a lighter note, it also has one of the more amusing jazz album covers I've ever seen. Feldman standing in a beached boat, looking rather formal in black clothes with his hat in his hand, smiling and holding his fingers up in a victory gesture that forms the V in the top of the album title, while drummer Stan Levy, in bare feet and wearing a sailor's cap, points up at him as if to say, "Hey, you're the man, Vic." We'll also hear a Victor Feldman original from his 1961 trio record, Merry Old Soul. First, here's Feldman performing Miles Davis's composition, Serpent's Tooth, with bassist Scott LaFaro and drummer Stan Levy, from The Arrival of Victor Feldman on Nightlights. Thank you. Victor Feldman on piano performing his composition Bloke's Blues from the 1961 album Merry Old Soul, with former Cannonball Adderley bandmate Sam Jones on bass and Lewis Hayes on drums. Before that, we heard Feldman playing Vibes on his composition Two Blue and Miles Davis's Serpent's Tooth from the 1958 contemporary LP The Arrival of Victor Feldman, with Scott LaFaro on bass and Stan Levy on drums. In addition to the live and studio recordings that Victor Feldman made with Cannonball Adderley, you can hear him quite prominently on a series of club performances that are held in high esteem by many fans of 1950s and 1960s American jazz. In the autumn of 1959, drummer Shelly Mann led a group at San Francisco's Blackhawk Club that was recorded over a three-night period, with the results eventually released as five separate albums. The group included Joe Gordon on trumpet, Richie Kamuka on tenor sax, and Monty Budwig on bass. Feldman was sitting in for Mann's regular pianist, Russ Freeman, who was on tour in Europe with Benny Goodman at the time. Here's Victor Feldman on piano with Shelly Mann's group, doing Benny Golson's Whisper Not live at the Blackhawk in 1959. Thank you. Pianist Victor Feldman and drummer Shelly Mann in 1959 doing Benny Golson's Whisper Not with Joe Gordon on trumpet, Richie Kamuka on tenor sax, and Monty Budwig on bass from Live at the Black Hawk, Volume 3. Victor Feldman would remain a financially successful musician for the rest of his career. He continued to make jazz recordings and get lucrative studio work, explored rock elements in his approach, and worked with artists such as Tom Waits and Steely Dan. Much of his jazz legacy, however, rests on the recordings that he made in the late 1950s and early 1960s. passed away in 1987. We'll close out the program with a 1963 studio meeting between Feldman and trumpeter Miles Davis. Feldman had gigged with Davis for some live performances, and Davis then called him back to do some recording. The subsequent LP, Seven Steps to Heaven, took its name from one of Feldman's compositions written at Miles' urging. Davis liked Feldman's playing so much that he asked Feldman to join the new quintet that he was forming, but Feldman turned him down because he was making so much money doing studio dates in L.A. that going with Davis would have actually meant a pay cut, as well as life on the road again. As fate would have it, Miles didn't do too badly with the pianist he found instead, a guy by the name of Herbie Hancock. Still, it's interesting to contemplate what Miles' quintet would have sounded like on a regular basis with Victor Feldman holding down the piano chair. And Feldman himself was certainly excited by the opportunity to work, albeit briefly, with Davis. In his 1963 Downbeat profile, done just after the session, he says, "When I was 16, I went to Paris with a friend of mine. Charlie Parker was supposed to play. He never did play there. But meanwhile, we'd walk along the Paris streets and I'd be singing Miles Davis solos. We'd learnt them off the records. I'd never ever thought that I would record with Miles." Miles Davis and Victor Feldman doing Feldman's tune that shared a name with his son, Joshua, on Nightlights. Thank you. Trumpeter Miles Davis doing Victor Feldman's Joshua, with Feldman on piano, George Coleman on tenor sax, Ron Carter on bass, and Frank Butler on drums. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Bill Forbes. Production support comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskesh and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.